Hey fam, what's up? It's Marsha, and this is Marsha the Podcast. Long time no talk. Life has been really moving in a lot of directions for me. Sometimes I find it hard to just take a few minutes and record the podcast. It's about 5:26 in the morning, and I'm up, and I feel rather rested and ready for my day. Wanted to talk to you about today the things that may overwhelm you, the things that may try to tell you, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I want to tell you how to refocus, as I am refocusing. I'm refocusing my energy, I'm refocusing my time, I'm refocusing my abilities to something that is going to matter for me. And I understand a lot of people say, well, what is that, Marsha? I always ask questions like that. What is that, Marsha? So that I can give you the answer and explain. That doesn't mean that I know everything. That doesn't mean that I am, you know, this wise sage person. But I do seem to understand things that seem to elude others. And I'm more than happy to share. That doesn't mean that, you know, I'm a know-it-all, but what I know, I'm willing to share. And what I found out is that, you know, a lot of times we just need to refocus. Refocus. Re meaning do again. Focus meaning pinpoint on what is important. So for me today, what's important is that I, first of all, I went to bed. I got enough rest so I could accomplish everything. And then another thing, I'm going to start writing out my day. I'm going to plan my day. I'm going to also plan my time. And I feel like if I start organizing and planning my day, then I'll get more accomplished and be further along in my day. So, I hope this helps you to think about what you want to do, how you want to do it, and actually what you're going to do. In order to do all that I need to do today, I need to be focused, intentional, and on time. Hope you do too. And don't let other people and other people's opinion of you stop your grind. Your grind is yours to make and yours to maintain with God being on your side. He made you purposeful for the grind. He made you purposeful for the adventure. He made you wonderful. And as God has made us wonderful, let us do with great intention all that has been put in our heart, all that has been put in our mind, all that has been put in us to be who God called us to be. Let no man, no one stop you or me from doing what's in our heart, what's in our mind, and what is intentional. Lee, ours. I am a great advocate for doing what you want to do. As long as it doesn't infringe upon others, do what you want to do. God has made it so. Be happy, be blessed, be courageous in doing what you want to do. A lot of times people don't understand what we're doing. They have an opinion about what we're doing. But as long as it is good and fruitful and is not doing anything to be a deterrent to others, you get to do what you want to do. And so do I. I am a big advocate on doing what you want to do. And so today, I hope you want to make somebody happy. Hope you want to make somebody smile. I hope you want to make somebody's day by telling them something good, telling them that God is on the throne, that himself has given you this day to make it great, to make this a great day on purpose, to make this a great day for you to be who he made you to be. You are so awesome. I am awesome. And this is the thing. There is so many things that will want to tell us that we're not awesome. Well, guess what? We don't listen to that. When someone comes and tells you, oh, you're this, you're that, you have one or two options. You can accept it, or you can say, no, I reject that. I am who God made me to be. I am only who God says I am and whom I decide that I am going to be. God is giving you that choice. Do it on purpose. Do it with great intent in your heart. Do it so that it is a lasting legacy. When I lay my head down to rest, and I am not afraid of death, but when I lay my head down to rest, everyone that knew me would say that she did it the way that she saw it to be. She didn't lie. She didn't cheat about it. She did it in an honest and fair way, hopefully. But no one dictates my life but God. And a lot of people will see that as a negative. I personally don't. As coming from being a person that others decided what I was going to do, when I was going to do it, or how, it took great courage for me to be my own person. So I thank and applaud God today for giving me the strength and the courage to say no when others think I should say yes. To say I won't when others think I should say I will. To say I'm Marcia and I'm happy to be me. Because at one point, I was not happy to be me. So, hey, I often say it is what it is. You get the entirety of me on your side, an advocate cheering for you to be the best, when you have me as a friend, when you have me as a worker, when you have me as a co-worker, a church member, you get all of me. And all of me, some people don't like, but hey, it's good. It's all good. Have a blessed day on purpose. Purpose in your heart. You're going to have a great day. And do it. Do it. I love you guys so much. May God bless you, keep you, and may he make his face shine upon you and give you peace. The shalom of God, the blessing of God, which surpasses all understanding. That peace, when you have the blessing, it is beautiful. You have a blessed day on purpose. Again, I'm saying it to you because you have to intend it to happen. Okay? I will talk with you soon. And hopefully, no, definitely, my schedule will permit me to start recording every week. Have a great one. Love you.